This is 2013 with Richard Kingsmill on Triple J.
I'd like to welcome into the studios tonight on 2013, Thomas Rawl from Papa vs Pretty.
Hello. How are you going?
Good. How are you? Good to see you again.
I'm good. I know it's been a while.
It has been a while, which I thought, listen, I'm going to premiere the new track from you guys. I thought, come in, bring it in with you, and we can have a chat about what you've been up to, because you kind of disappeared off the radar for a little while, and obviously you were working hard behind the scenes. But has it all been making this next album?
Yeah, I mean, it was. I spent a lot of time overseas, specifically in Los Angeles. Once we finished the first album and touring and writing all those songs, I kind of wanted to make sure that this record was like a massive, massive, massive step up. Just in terms of song, like we wrote probably like 80 songs, I think, for the process.
I read that. And I was wondering whether that was an exaggeration.
Not at all. It was an intense process. I just wanted it, you know, and we all did. We wanted it to be the best record that we could possibly make. So that, because, you know, when you make a record, and the first time we made our first record, you don't realize how long you're going to be, like, you know, touring and playing it. And we were quite young, I guess. And now having that experience, you're like, oh, okay. Like, you learn all these lessons, and those lessons kind of dictate the procedures and how you do it. And
what was the biggest lesson you learned from the first record?
Focus on your craft, I think. And for all of us as well, is just the thing that makes a really good record is absolute dedication to the art and the craft of what you're doing, bar nothing else. So everything you play has to be perfect. I guess that's the main thing, and it's to be able to listen to yourself outside of your body, as in being able to, you know,
be objective.
Yeah, and be harsh. You know, like, we were super harsh on ourselves.
Well, it sounds like it. 80 songs.
Yeah,
that's another crap one.
Yeah,
back to the drawing board.
Yeah,
I mean, of those 80, seriously, how many were contenders for the album?
It chopped and changed. You know, like, we did demo process maybe 3 different times. And the first time there was about 80 songs, and then we culled it down to about 30, and then there was another where it was about, I think, 20.
Yeah.
And then the 12 or 14 that we ended up working on in the studio. And you just have to make sure it's the best thing you can do. And I, you know, we wanted to make a statement and work as hard as we could to actually make a musical statement that we, you know, would want to stand by the rest of our lives. So.
Okay, well, the first statement is just about to get its airing on Triple J for the very first time. So we'll get to that in just a moment. But if you kind of recognise the name Papa vs Pretty and you're thinking, I remember Triple J playing them a few years ago, here's a bit of a capsule of the music they've made so far. I bet you haven't heard some of those songs for a while.
Yeah, that was unusual.
it's really funny when you play the music of an artist. Sometimes their head just goes, it just drops. It's like you're listening for all the mistakes, aren't you?
It's more just like you change as a person. Like, and I guess after like the songs played, I can explain it a little bit more. But I went under massive, massive changes. Like, my whole life changed. And all of our lives changed. There was this period of intense, like, rebirth. There's another person in the band, Luke, who we're now a 4-piece.
And he joined last year.
And we did a bunch of shows together, just like secret ones to you know, rehearse. But yeah, just so much has changed. And so when, like, listening to that now, it's kind of like, it feels like it's not like.
What's the biggest change? Like, what's massively changed for you?
I guess it's just like. It's for me, like, it was like a crushing of all the, like, anxieties and things that I had, through experiences that I had. It's gone. So I've gone from being exceptionally anxious and, you know, not that happy to being pretty good.
And wow, okay. Sometimes that can be the reverse when you become an identity, put your music out there, put your art out into the public. Sometimes you can become even more insecure, but it sounds like it's the reverse.
No, we all feel real good. Like, I mean, it kind of, everything that we worked on was just focusing on the art and making sure we're making the best, like down to the artwork. Like we work very closely with a guy called Charlie who works in England and does all that. Like everything has been considered and so much passion has gone into every element. The photos, the video clip that's just come out. I think as soon as you hit play,
it's going to be released.
It's coming out. So
the pressure.
Yeah. it's all very exciting. Like it became all about the art, and I guess it always has been. But when you the second record. It's a hard thing to explain, but it's such a different experience than your first record. So,
you set the bar pretty high, it sounds like.
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay. Well, listen, we're going to play the single for the very first time. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about when the album's coming out, who you worked with as well, going over to the States. We'll just sort of cover a little bit more about the making of this new album. I know it's still a few months away from release, but let's get into this. This is brand new music from Papa vs. Pretty. Thomas Roll from the band is with us tonight on 2013, and here it is for the very first time. I think people are going to dig this track too. This is Papa vs. Pretty, and the track is called My Life Is Yours. Great stuff. There it is for the very first time. That's the new single from Papa vs. Pretty, the Sydney band. My Life Is Yours is the name of the track. We were big fans of United in Isolation, which was their first album back in 2011. We're going to find out a little bit more about the second album, which is due for release in about 6 months' time. But Thomas Rawl from Papa vs. Pretty is with us tonight on 2013. As I said to you, as that song was playing, just love the melody in that. And you basically were telling me about the songwriting behind it, and it sounds like such an intense experience, that song.
Well, I mean, for me, that song was, it was kind of like a weird dream-like spiritual experience I guess I have to explain the story, but we just finished touring and doing all that kind of stuff on the first record, and I was due to go on a holiday to America for the first time, and it would be the first time I would ever go overseas, and I had this deathly, very, very great fear of flying. And I had my 21st before I went to America. And I'm a very OCD person, not so much anymore because of this, but I had literally convinced myself that the plane on the way back was going to crash. And this melody came to me before I left, and the lyric, all the time I've wasted, well, I want it back. I attended my own funeral with a knife in my back. That was my party. That's how I perceived it.
You must have been fun that night.
I was actually quite happy. I basically braced myself for this horrible thing that I thought was bad, and then
did you think the plane was going to crash from a dream or just because of the fear of flying?
No, just because I convinced myself some real crazy things sometimes. When I landed, the only thing I'd written before I'd left was those lyrics and the doom 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 that melody. And when I got back, I was so exhilarated by the fact that the plane hadn't crashed and that I was in fact alive that I had this like amazing moment of clarity and just sat down and finished writing the song. And the last lyrics was kind of like this, I don't know if cathartic's the right word, but this experience where I just was like, it had little to no fear about much at all, which was very, very nice. And, you know, it was great because...
So it's almost like a celebration, this track.
Yeah, as much as it probably sounds a little melancholy, it definitely is like a celebratory thing. And as a band as well, we all went through little things like that in between, finishing touring and going to the, the next album. But yeah, it's a celebration track. In fact, the whole record's a celebration, really.
Yeah, but when I heard this track this week for the first time, I mean, I fell in love with it pretty quickly, but I also thought it's very different from the first record. It's not what I was expecting.
Well, it's the first record to me, as much as we, you know, love it, to me, lyrically and stuff, I can hear the nervousness and I can hear the agitation and the desperation to get ideas out.
And you're a lot younger then too.
Yeah, I was 19, or maybe even 18, I can't quite remember, but I'm a little bit older now. And after having that experience, I feel a lot, you know, older. And so, I don't know, it changes the way you play. And all of us as musicians, you know, we really stepped up and, you know, we practiced and did things. I know that seems like a really novel thing to say, like, we practice, but as a musician, very rarely do you actually sit down and do really technical exercises to try and get the best you can. And, you know, we'd spend ages and ages rehearsing, like, about 7 hours at a time, like 3 to 4 days a week, rehearsing songs in a way where you'd have the metronome. Now, if you don't know what a metronome is, it's something that...
It keeps you in time.
Keeps you in time.
Yeah.
And so usually you have it on the 1, 2, 3, 4, and we'd have it on the upbeat, and then once we could play on the upbeat tight, we'd put it on the upbeat every 3 bars. So you'd have essentially like this. It'd be like 1, and then 1, like that.
Yeah.
And so it'd come very... It'd feel inconsistently, but once you'd lock in... Like, there's something magical about, you know, 4 people getting together and playing music and spending that much time honing your craft so you can communicate your ideas eloquently. It's like being a writer and writing eloquently as opposed to saying, I went to the park. You know, it's like, oh, I went to the park and all this stuff happened, you know?
Yeah, so you really wanted to communicate the ideas you were working on. You wanted to make sure that you nailed it in the execution of it.
Yeah, I think for us it was an experience of wanting to be a real band. Like, as weird as that sounds, like, a real band.
It's obvious. When anyone saw Papa Verse Pretty in those early days and then when the first album came out, you could tell that there's ambition in the group. You don't want to just be a pop punk band or just a simple guitar band who sort of plays songs and then, you know, goes off and has a few beers. There's a lot of serious thought behind this group, I reckon.
Well, I think for us as musicians, and not to get too serious or anything, but, like, if you're, you know, very passionate about music... You want to, you know, it's a bit like Play-Doh. You can do anything with it, and you want to make something cool with it. So, you know, the more you practice playing with Play-Doh, the more intricate structures one can, you know, make from Play-Doh. And, you know, Play-Doh is a very, very malleable substance. So,
okay.
And music is too. So.
Let's hear the crescendo of this track again. I can hear the strings. A little bit of horns come in there as well. I'm also glad that you let the guitar have its moment.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of like, I love Prince, I'm not going to lie. And
Purple Rain moment.
That's the Prince moment.
Really nice crescendo. Crescendos can be really hard. I'm glad you just didn't let the strings do all the talking in that.
No.
It's kind of nice you threw in a few other elements. Listen, I've got to move on, so I just want to get a few more facts from you.
Yep.
The album, is it done? Is it finished?
It's done. It's finished. We're releasing the singles a little slowly because we've been away for a while, and we want people to kind of slowly come back and understand, like, what we've done rather than be like, whoa!
Okay.
You know, check it out.
So this single is coming out at the end of this week. You're gonna then do another one before the album comes out.
That's right, yeah. And we're doing 2 shows, one on the 25th of September at Oaf and one at Oxford Arts Factory in Sydney. Sorry, I go there a lot. And one at Howler in Melbourne on the 26th, and people will be able to hear it. Like, it was. That's. I mean, yeah.
that's the nut of it.
Well, yeah. If you like, you know, it's. I prefer to try and let the music do the talking because I stutter. And
that's all right. White Deer. I've got some facts here. White Deer Park is the name of the album, from what I've been told.
Yep, that's correct.
And it's going to be released in February. So we'll get a couple of singles, this one inclusive, between now and then. And look forward to hearing more of the new music. It's good to have you back. It was
Thank
kind
you
of
very
like
much.
Seriously, you did disappear off the radar for us. We were wondering what's. I'm sure they're working on something, but
oh, I had a very interesting time.
Some of which we have found out tonight. Thomas Rolls from Papaverse Pretty, thanks for coming in.
No
Listen,
worries.
We're going to go out right now with Savages, because I just asked you, besides making your own music and listening to 80 songs that you've helped compose, have you listened to anything else? And you said Janelle Monáe, you're listening to some of her new stuff.
Yeah, but I like Savages a lot because they've got something to say, you know what I mean? Like, they're like, it feels like they've got something to say. I love it. They've got that song. Was it Silence Yourself or the...
Well, Husbands was the first thing I heard of theirs, and I thought that was killer.
They've got this great, great video where they do this, like it's a speech at the start of the song, and I can't remember what the name of it was.
Well, I'm about to play Shut Up.
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
That's the track.
I'm pretty sure that's the track.
There you go.
Tremendous.
Okay, well, let's have a listen to it right now. This is an album you've been getting into a lot this year. Good to see you.
You too.
And good luck in the future.
Thank you very much.
The best new music from around the world. This is 2013
on Triple J.